Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Gloria Ross over Mineola Way. Good morning to you, Gloria.
Good morning.
Well, you know, food is such an important thing in our lives. We have to have it, but it just plays such an important role, I think, in many ways. So I was fascinated when I read that you are going to have a German heritage dinner at St. John's Lutheran Church. When is that going to be?
That is going to be Saturday, February 13th.
And what time and where?
4:30 to 7 o'clock, and it's at Mineola, Iowa.
Okay. So let's go back. How many years have you been doing this?
We have been doing it. This is our 34th year.
Wow.
We started in 1983. It was our church's centennial. And we had a dinner, and it was so popular that we decided to go ahead and do it annually.
I'm really behind times. I'm just catching up with this.
Oh.
But no matter, I'm sure there's some other folks who are new to the area, some folks who've not heard about this. And why German heritage?
Because the area around Mineola was settled by Germans. And so they brought their heritage with them. And one of the things that they made, and it was a way of preserving their meat, was to make this smoked pork sausage. And it's not like a breakfast sausage. It's a sausage that you eat with a meal. Or when I was a child and my parents and grandparents made it, we would even slice it cold and eat it on rye bread, and it's delicious.
Sounds yummy. So did your parents or grandparents make their own sausage?
Yes. In the area, most of the families years ago did. Now there's a few families that still carry on the tradition, but years ago, yes.
Okay. And if I wanted to buy some now, is there some place where it is sold? I mean,
well,
are there
not our special recipe?
No.
But, we do have some for sale that night.
Oh, okay.
And it goes really fast.
Yeah, I bet. Especially if it's that special recipe you can't find anywhere else. So,
right.
What are some of the? I mean, I know you can't give amounts, but what are some of the ingredients that make it perhaps unique from other sausage?
Well, I think we get together, we cut it up. It's made out of a pork butt. And this year we'll be doing that on Tuesday evening at the church, and we cut up 1,200 pounds of meat. And
oh
we
goodness.
Did this last year in a little over an hour because we have so many people show up to help. It's really fun to cut up the meat, and then we have people there that have a grinder, and they grind it. And then we have people who mix in the special seasoning. That's the secret.
Sure.
The seasonings. And then it is taken to Omaha to be stuffed.
Okay, so it is in a link?
Yes, it's in a link. Up until a few years ago, we did that at church ourselves.
Oh, my goodness.
But it, you know, with the old crank stuffers. But that became harder, you know, to get people to be able to tie them. And so we take it to Omaha, have it stuffed, then it's brought back and taken to a smokehouse where it's smoked.
This is quite a process.
Yes, it's a lot of work. And then it's brought back, you know, the day of the dinner, and we have some men who come in and they cook it all.
And so is it boiled? Is it grilled? How is it cooked?
It's pretty much boiled.
Okay.
On the stove, and then we serve it that night.
Okay.
And we also serve fried potatoes, a special fried potato. We have green beans with almonds, and another thing that we do is our sausage. And it is simmered all day with pork loin. Cut up pork loin is put in the sauerkraut.
Okay. So this, and that's really important. You're calling this a German heritage dinner. It's beyond the sausage, which, of course, is the main focus. But you round it out with other kind of typical.
Yes, and then we have homemade rye bread.
Oh.
And the rye is ground by one of our members, and that's what we all use to make our rye bread with.
And so the rye bread is made locally also?
Yes, by members. And everybody kind of has a different rye bread recipe that was like from their grandmother or whoever. So the rye bread's great. And then we have homemade desserts. And our main dessert is pie, but this year we're going to try two other desserts, a German chocolate cake and a Bavarian brownie tort.
Well, those sound more German than just pie, and sound yummy. So what a meal! I'm not sure we talked about price. What is the price?
The price is $12 for adults and $6 for 12 and under.
Okay, so it sounds like to me, you know, this started for your centennial. It is a fundraiser, but it sounds like to me it's also a community builder, a social event, getting all this ready.
Yes, it is. We have several nights, you know, that we prepare the church, and it's just great fun. And we usually, the day of the dinner, have between 65 and 70 volunteers who help put this on, because we serve between 500 and 550
people. Oh, my goodness.
People. Yeah.
But do you sell tickets in advance?
No, we don't.
Just come and line up
door.
And,
mm-hmm.
Yes. Wow, that's a lot of people to feed.
It is.
But when you say you start with 600 pounds, is that what you said?
1,200.
1,200 pounds of pork to get all this going. Sounds absolutely incredible. So tell me a little more about the German heritage. I mean, you talked about your parents and your grandparents. This is a part of your family. Are there other kinds of German heritage things that are carried out? Are there a lot of the families that are there that kind of settled in the area?
Yes, there are. But now also, it started out really as a farming community. But now we have, I would say, many more professional people in the area that belong to the church. So they all join in, too. It's great.
You've been teaching them.
Well, we have something pretty special that not many churches do anymore.
That's correct. I think many churches are not having the kinds of volunteers. I mean, when you talk about 65 or 70 showing up to help serve, and I'm guessing there are some other people who maybe don't come help serve but have made bread or have helped in some other way.
Yes, they make the pies and the desserts and, yes, rye bread, so... You know, some of them can't help that evening,
yes.
But they will bring the food. So
yes.
That's great.
Yes. And Gloria, how long have you lived in the community?
I have lived there all my life.
Okay.
Now I live in Glenwood, which is just 10 miles from Mineola. Mineola's my area, and that's where I've always gone to church.
Okay. Now, as I said, this is a fundraiser. I mean, you have all this volunteer labor put into it, so you're going to make some money. What happens to the money this year or maybe in past years? How has the church used that money?
We use it for special things that maybe the church needs. One of the things we're looking at this year is to have our records digitized.
Oh, yes.
Because we have the records from the 1800s. So we don't want anything to happen to them. So we may, we're looking into that.
And, you know, there are, just as a side, I think more and more people are interested in genealogy, and those church records are so important for other people as well as, you know, just for a lot of different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
So good point. What about in the past? What, any things that you've accomplished because of these years of your dinner?
Oh, I'm trying to think of what
It seems to me churches always need new pianos or new organs
or
just
tables.
The music. Yes,
there's always something.
The maintenance, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the main point here is that you invite people in to join in this German heritage and the whole social event. So, Gloria, remind us again of date, time, place, and price.
Okay, it's Saturday, February 13th, 4:30 to 7:00. At St. John's Lutheran Church in Mineola. And there's only one church in Mineola.
You probably don't have to drive around too much to find
it. No, it's right on top of the hill.
So come on by on February 13th and enjoy a German Heritage dinner. We want to thank you very much, Gloria Ross, for visiting with us. You bet. And Milton Berle said, if opportunity doesn't knock, build a door.